Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here to kick off this weekend the Disney way. A bit early. You know, it's kind of like Disney math. We're going to make Thursday night, Friday morning, part of the weekend, and make everything fun. The whole gang is here today. We're excited. Pam's back from her stay at the Grand Destino Tower at Coronado Springs. So we're going to hear all about that. And of course, we've spent a lot of time at Walt Disney World lately. So we'll be talking about lots of stuff happening that can help you plan for your next Disney vacation. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the best travel agency out there. That's the Magic for Less Travel. You can check out all their great services over at themagicforless.com. You can check out all the specials. And there are incentives for getting down there this late summer and fall, newly announced. And also, you know, you're going to see all the booking incentives you get booking into 2020 as well. You're always going to get a personal agent that is going to help you walk through all the details of your trip from the time you fill out that quote form till the time you get back. You have an advocate, you have an expert there helping you make sure this trip is going to be the best ever at the lowest cost possible. Drop by the website, themagicforless.com. While you're there, fill out the free no obligation quote form. And if you let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast, you and I are going to be working together on that next Disney adventure. So check them out today. Support the show, support the folks who support us and support our show at the same time. They're over at themagicforless.com. A huge shout out to everybody who continues to use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all those Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and it really does help support the show. Again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1513 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. We hope that you're ready to have a great weekend. Hopefully this week was productive and, you know, it's always good to say you had a busy week, especially when you hit Friday because it's behind you. So let's just set up a great weekend, and the best way to do that is kick it off by talking some Disney and lots of fun stuff to talk about today because I love Walt Disney World Resorts, and Ricky and I had a conversation that, bam, all of a sudden Coronado Springs, just about done. And, it's been a construction site forever. So joining me today for this fun conversation, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Any big plans this weekend, Ricky? What's going on?
I'm not entirely sure. My birthday is on Tuesday of next week, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure what Brian has in store for me. Oh. I know he wants to take me to the melting pot, but I'm not sure if it's going to happen like this weekend or if it's going to happen on my birthday. So we'll see what happens.
Do you guys feed each other fondue? You guys are so romantic.
Is this romantic? No. I will eat my own chocolate. He can have his.
Okay, so the world needs to know, has Brian replaced his pocket knife that he lost at Walt Disney World?
Okay, so what's a pocket knife? First of all, let me stress, it was an actual knife, not pocket.
Oh, he's like Crocodile Dundee of the South, I guess.
Like a Crocodile Dundee knife, and no, he has not replaced it. And if I was a good wife, I would have bought him a new one, and I haven't, so I'm not a good wife.
I mean, yeah. If you buy him one, then he's just going to get in trouble next time you take him to Walt Disney World. He's going to have another knife in his pocket.
He's inevitably going to carry it with him again because he is... I love him, but he's blonde and, you know, sometimes he doesn't think about things. So
we love Brian. Brian is the greatest.
We do love Brian. He just brings giant knives.
And he's like, I should have just thrown it in the bush. I'm like, no, you probably shouldn't have just thrown it in the bush. You probably have got tased.
You got tased, bro. No,
that Brian got arrested.
Here's the thing: like he's like wildly talking about it in front of a security cast member, and I could see this cast member, and he's not dressed in like the security clothes, but he's got like the name tag on him, and he's dressed in like plain clothes, and I'm like, yeah, dude, let's not do that. Let's just like, you know, you have two choices. You can say bye-bye to the knife, or you can go back to Pop Century on the bus. I'll see you later. I'm going in Epcot. So pick your poison. So yeah,
that there was you him. Go. And that's what makes a marriage work, ladies and gentlemen, right there. All right, also joining us.
That's what almost 13 years of marriage does. That's it. You know, yeah.
All right, also the star of today's show, she is just back from a great Walt Disney World vacation, including one of the very first folks to stay at Coronado Springs in the Grand Astino Tower, Pam Forrester. Pam, what do you have going on for this weekend? Do you have any weapons you're going to replace or anything like that?
I didn't take any weapons in, so none were confiscated at all.
Smart lady.
I feel good about that. You know, that's it. I'm sad that I'm not at Grand Astino Towers anymore, I guess.
So let's just jump in and talk about that, because we were just dying for you to get back, because, you know, Ricky and I were, you know, she got to swing by before she went home. I was watching her on Find My Friends, very jealous that she was over there at Coronado Springs having a good time. We had to get. And so I didn't get a chance to get over there and check it out. So it's been, like I said, I feel like, because I stay at Coronado quite frequently, at least once a year. And it's my top moderate. It really is. I mean, it just feels a little bit nicer than the others. I think it's been given a little bit more love by Disney lately. And, you know, prior to the tower being finished, it was still a very nice place to stay. But would you say this is kind of like the crown on top of the resort at this point?
It really is. It's sort of the culmination of all of this, you know, the reimagining that we've seen Coronado really transformed over the last couple of years. You know, it started with the room renovation. They redid those rooms, and it really has culminated with this beautiful new Grand Astino Towers, which they've just done a spectacular job at. They really have. And the lobby for the Coronado, in terms of your check-in, has moved in over to Grand Astino. So no matter where you're staying at Coronado, you'll have the opportunity to see this great new space.
So walk us through, you know, you were staying, you know, at a different resort. You transfer over to Grand Astino on the day that it opens. So for one thing, like just for the folks who don't get the chance to do this, what's it like being at a resort on day one? You know, I'm sure the cast members are super excited to welcome the first guests. I mean, what's that all about?
It was, and they were. So we actually had the opportunity, the agency got invited to a preview event, and Hannah actually attended on my behalf. So that was really nice that she had that opportunity. They had a dedication ceremony. The cast members were incredibly pumped. I mean, just really proud of their space and their location. And when you walk into, actually when you drive up to, first of all, there's a beautiful fountain and you see the tower, and it's gorgeous. It really, even from the outside, reminded me so much of Barcelona. And when you walk in, you'll see a lot of those touches throughout. But that's what I thought of when I saw this. And really, Coronado has sort of transformed from being like something that is just like the Southwest to something that more encompasses like the cultures of Mexico and the Southwest and Spain in a way. So I really appreciate that. And when you walk into the lobby, you actually enter on, you know, sort of the second floor, and you see this expansive area, and there's a lower floor down below that you can see too. There are so many colors, and it's just sort of grand. It really is. And like I said, it does remind me so much of Barcelona. So a lot of the artwork and the theming in this lobby was sort of inspired by the collaboration between Walt Disney and Salvador Dali. They had completed this short animation film together called Destino. And they actually have the film playing. It's a little existential. It's a little out there. No, truly it is. As Salvador Dali really is. But there are little touches from this that you see throughout the resort, and they're incorporated in a way that really makes sense. But this gives nod to that. The film was actually started by Walt Disney and Salvador Dali. It was actually only released, you know, in the last like 10 years or so. It's not that long ago. So it is odd, but there are lots of little touches around the resort that you'll see. And most importantly, are these little dandelion wisps that you'll see. There's a lot of that going on. But for all you folks who are like, well, where's the Disney? Well, there's tons of Disney, including lots and lots of hidden Mickeys in the lobby. So.
And that's what I'm glad to see, because, you know, I go to Walt Disney World Resort to get the Disney touches, you know, like I've stayed at the Swan and Dolphin, and they were super nice, but like, I just felt like, I'm missing why I'm here. So Ricky, you got to visit some of the, you know, you didn't stay there, but you visited some of the public areas. So what were your initial thoughts on theming and scope and just general thoughts on the resort?
Yeah, I agree with Pam. I feel like it's very grand. It's very, very beautiful, very opulent. I felt like opulent, it feels like the right word for this hotel. And it really takes that idea of a moderate and turns it on its head completely. I mean, this feels deluxe, as far as the lobby area goes. I mean, it is, and the rooms as well, it's simply gorgeous, what they've done here. They use a lot of, like Pam said, bright, vibrant colors. And what's cool is they have this wall that runs along the back half that changes color as well. So 1 minute you'll be looking at it and it might be, red, and it will be red for a very long time. And then you come back to it and you look at it and it's, got hints of purple and, it's changing in the blue and that's really cool. And they use color so very well at this resort. And obviously that makes sense if they are, kind of going with the Salvador Dali idea behind it. That makes a lot of sense. There's tons of kind of seating areas, nooks and crannies for people. This definitely does feel, it has a little bit of a feel of a convention type hotel, just in the amenities that they are offering for people to be able to experience. So they have these couches that all have, USB plugs, so you can plug in while you're sitting there if you're just waiting for somebody. Or they have these tables that you can go to that you can either work at or you can have like conferences if you need to. Or, if you are a family, you can just kind of sit and gather. And, if it's the beginning of the day or the end of the day, just kind of come together as a group. I did see down this little alcove, there was like this conference section that was completely open. And I was like, huh, that's interesting. Like for people to have like an actual conference meeting if they needed to. The rooms are gorgeous too. Like Pam said, I mean, they are absolutely stunning. Totally top notch, all the bells and whistles, everything you could hope for in a room. Very plush. Very, very nice. I also loved that they did have, going back to the main lobby, I love that it was a two-story lobby. I love that you walked into the second story and then you went down into another like seating area. Again, lots of seating. And then there was the bar right there too. So, and the bar was expansive. I mean, it was very large for people to come grab a drink, maybe grab appetizer, small plate. That was really nice as well. Just lots of places to mix and mingle, I feel like, and come together in the lobby, which was really nice too. So I liked it a lot, actually.
And of course, it is a conference hotel, but I like that it's, I think it's smart that even, I think there's more and more guests nowadays. I mean, I think of myself, I think of Pam, I think of Ricky, all three of us, like, even when we're on vacation, we may not be at a conference, but more and more, you're going to see a guest that brings their laptop or, you have to just check in. You know, maybe every couple of days you fire up the laptop, check your emails, just make sure everything's going right back at the, your job, everything's fine. Folks that are making things go well. And I think, that having that nook and cranny where you can, maybe grab a drink and sit down for 30 minutes, get some reassurance, answer a couple emails and go on with your vacation. I think those things are going to be more and more important as time goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely agree with that. And there are a ton of those kind of places at this resort for you to just kind of steal away and do that. Lots of plugs, lots of USB ports. That's one thing I noticed. Like, they are heavy on the plugs and USB ports in the lobby area for sure. So
can't have enough. All right, Pam, no. So walk us through your room. Like, what was your stay like? What are the accommodations like that you got to experience?
So we experienced both a standard room in the lobby, which was beautiful, very similar to the rooms that are in, the rest of the resort, but not exact. There are some subtle differences and changes. So all the things that you like about the other resorts, the other resort rooms, you'll find in these rooms, and you'll find some additional little touches too. I actually was staying in one of the deluxe suites. So this had club level or concierge access and had a living room, a sleeping area, a master bathroom, and wow. then a, like a powder room as well. Wow. Off of the, I know, right? So it was really stunning and beautiful and just a great space to be in. We really, really enjoyed that. They did a great job with the furnishings, I think, and keeping them in theme with the rest of the resort. The bedroom was really, you know, it has a king bed, and the bathroom was really stunning too. They did a great job with that. But I will tell you, my room was located on the 15th floor. One of the things that was spectacular was the view.
Yeah.
And our room literally had a view from Everest at Animal Kingdom over to Cinderella's Castle in the Magic Kingdom. It was that it, we saw that much of the property, and I was completely amazed by that, really mm-hmm. and truly. I mean, now Cinderella's Castle was really far away, but still, that's what our view was. It really and truly was. The bed looked toward the window. There was all along the back part of the suite, there was, you know, these huge windows. Mm-hmm. And even in the master bathroom, there was as well. They frosted the glass up until a certain point. But still, like when I was taking a shower in the morning, I could look out and see like the view because, you know, it's not frosted from that point there. So they really did a great job with that. Mm-hmm. And this, by the way, is the first Disney Moderate to offer concierge services. They used to offer something like this at Coronado. They sort of called it a business class. It was sort of concierge light. They didn't have all the offerings of the concierge service, but this is the Kronos Club, which is the Kronos comes from the word time, which is part of the whole Salvador Dali thing. But this is full concierge services offering mm-hmm. all the times that the regular concierge services on Disney property are offering. They start at 6:30 offering coffee. Then from 7 to 11 is continental breakfast. From 12 to 4 are light snacks in the afternoon. From 5 to 7 are hors d'oeuvres, and from 8 to 10 are the desserts and cordials. That's standard for all Disney concierge. They had some great food offerings, really and truly, they did. Like one night, one of the appetizers was like lamb chops. I mean, like legit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they had lots of other hot and cold appetizers, but they did, you know, a lot of that. In the morning, they had eggs and bacon and danishes and things like that for breakfast. So had lots of choices. They have, which all the Disney concierge lounges usually has a fancy coffee maker, which makes good lattes and cappuccinos and espressos. They do as well. They have a refrigerator stocked with soft drinks. And then later on in the day, beer and other drinks. They have tea services. They just do a good job. And it's something that you may want to consider if you'll be at the resort and can take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. And can I just mention how awesome is that elevator? So we had an elevator like this when we stayed in Paris, but basically it's very different than most elevators that you've ever been to. So instead of just pushing the up or down button, you actually put in your room number or the floor that you're going to, I guess I should say. And then it will tell you which elevator you are going to board. And they're all labeled at the top of, you know, A, B, C, D, E, and F, I think, or something like that. It just depends on how many elevators there are. So you will then look for the elevator that corresponds with what floor that you're going on to, and then you'll board that one. So that part is really cool too. It's completely different than, you know, how we're used to taking an elevator at this point.
See, and this is the kind of stuff I love as a tech nut. Like, I love stuff like that. It's like, oh, it's like the next generation of an elevator. And speaking of that, Pam, don't the TVs, they're kind of next level experience interactivity in the rooms themselves, right?
They really are. So this is something that we heard a little bit about before they opened, but these are TVs that are designed to have the functionality that we haven't seen before at many of the Disney resorts. You will eventually be able to view your portfolio. It has different options at the bottom, so you can choose to see park hours and things like that. It also has the ability, which is something I really appreciate. So one of the things when you first turn it on, it has background music. From, and this is something that we've heard about, I think, from guests for a long time. They were like, I'm staying at this resort. This resort has so many great background loops and music. I would really like to be able to do that in the room. And they've not really had this. Well, this is the opportunity to have to bring some of that into your actual rooms. We actually kept that station on quite a bit just to hear the loop. It really sort of helps theme that experience for you. And I'm really, you know, excited that they've done this. I think this is something I would love to see roll out to the other resorts for sure.
So did the rooms, let's talk to like room size compared to like, say, over at the Casitas or the Ranchos or, you know, Cabanas, whatever, comparable room size within a category. Yes. And like same, like, because those rooms are very, you know, forward thinking with the USB plugs and stuff like that. I mean, inefficient for people to work. I'd imagine that's really important at Coronado, that there is a workspace, not only in the public areas, but also in your room.
Yes, absolutely. All those great amenities that we saw when they redid the rooms at Coronado, the addition of plugs and USB ports and all of that, that large, you know, dresser that has the expansive area to put things. I think the putting of things is really important when you're on vacation. Like, where are you going to put all the stuff? The fact that the beds are on the platform and you can go ahead and slide your luggage underneath, the functionality of the closets, I think is really good in these rooms too. They just, you know, I always think of these room renovations that Disney is doing as thoughtful. It's really thoughtful. Like, as some of the other types of rooms are sort of old school in terms of hotel design, right? You feel like there was someone in there thinking about possibly the theming, but not really thinking about how someone was going to use this room. And that's not the case now, as you see Disney renovate even the value resorts like Pop Century. Mm-hmm. They thought about how people are going to use this room and they met those needs, and they've done it here at Coronado again too.
Yes. How do you use a table?
Right. That's on an upcoming podcast. We'll talk about that on a show we recorded live at Walt Disney World. And it was a late Friday night and it was pouring rain, so we didn't go to the studios. Anyway, it's coming up very soon. We're going to get these out there right away. All right. So I know we can't really do a huge deep dive into the dining and you know, bars and stuff within Grandestino Tower. We'll do that down the line here very soon. But, you know, what can the average guest, you're staying at Grandestino here in the next couple of months, you get a little hungry, you know, you want to have a drink before dinner. What options do you have that are new to Coronado Springs?
Well, that's awesome, because there are three new dining locations in Grandestino, and in addition, Three Bridges, which is located on the lake, has opened up. So we'll talk about Three Bridges first. It is sort of an open-air bar that sits on the water there. They have appetizers and sandwiches and things like that, as well as drinks. And it's great. We ate there. I really enjoyed it. They had lots of really interesting options, and we had great service there. It's a beautiful and comfortable location. Now, in Grandestino, there is the Barcelona, which is it's sort of a colorful bar. It's located in the lower lobby. It's really inspired by Gaudi. If you've seen any of his works in Barcelona, it's colorful.
It's very colorful.
It's really interesting and really looks a lot like some of the Gaudi buildings that are in Barcelona. It is going to be open for coffee and specialty coffee. They're going to have those coffees that have the really cool Mickey and Minnie and things like that, you know, on top of it. So love that. They're going to have some grab and go food items available too, and are going to have drinks and some appetizers in the afternoon and the evening. Then on the 16th floor, you're going to find Dahlia, which is the lounge for the resort. It is going to feature appetizers and drinks. It has an indoor and outside component to it. You'll be able to see some of the fireworks from there over at the studios and possibly Epcot, but it's not really being sort of put out there as a fireworks viewing location proper, in that it's not piping in the music and things like that. So take that under advisement. And then also Toledo is the full service restaurant. It is a one credit meal, which I think right now is a huge bargain because the food is really good. Again, because it is Spanish inspired. There's lots of tapas available, but there's full entrees. And everything we had was really good. We tried a bunch of different things. They have things like savory churros. They have some good steaks. They have lots of Spanish cheeses and meats and all of that. So it's definitely worth checking out.
So let me ask you about that restaurant, because it intrigues me, and I'll probably call it Toledo's because I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, you know, but I guess it's Toledo's.
Okay,
it's what I figured. I know I'm not pronouncing things correctly usually. So what's the atmosphere comparable to at that restaurant? Because I was thinking it was going to be very upscale feeling, almost like a California Grill. But then when you say it's only one credit, it's not a signature dining location, I'm kind of like confused on like the comparisons. Like what other restaurant would you compare that to?
So it really has a unique feel and look about it. It's sort of dim. There's some trees in the middle. There's this beautiful expansive sort of roof that is backlit. And again, very colorful. And it's hard to really say it is like something like this, because when you think about other one credit locations, I think of like Kona, but that's like open to the lobby. This is very set apart from everything. So, you know, I would say it does feel more upscale than a lot of other, you know, one credit locations, but I don't want people feeling like, you know, they have to seem like it's too like fancy or whatnot, mm-hmm. because in a lot of ways it's also very casual. Like the whole tapas experience, the whole sharing of appetizers and meals and stuff like that, I think lends a casualness to it. But the food was really good. They're putting out some good food there, so it is definitely worth checking out.
And I will say, too, you know, with Coronado, just because, you know, this is what I do every day, all day, is that, and we've seen this over the past, I would say, year or so, that when, especially if you have some kind of a discount, like an annual pass holder, or, you know, there was the summer offer that's out there, you know, stuff like that, that Coronado Springs and even some of these tower rooms right now, and I'll say that, you know, I've been looking, club level compared to the other deluxe resorts, club level is... I mean, I hate to say this, but it's almost a steal to give it a shot now before the prices may increase down the line in a couple of years when the word gets out. I just think that, you know, the time is now if you're going in the next 6 months to give Grand Casino a shot, because I don't think you're going to be disappointed. And of course, the rates will probably never be lower because I think they're trying to get people to bite and to try it because, you know, I don't know, Pam, I mean, how do you feel about that? I just think, you know, I'm a huge, I evangelize Coronado all the time. But I think, you know, kind of like Carousel Progress, now's the time. Now's the best time to get over there. I just feel that way.
That's right.
No, I agree. We saw a specific Disney Visa offer geared towards Grand Destino Towers. I think being able to have the different types of rooms that are available there is really, you know, a nice option. Club level, I would absolutely consider upgrading. If you are staying at Coronado and aren't staying club level, I would be tempted to add that on too, especially at this point. Like you said, Mike, you're really sort of getting in at what is sort of a bargain price for this. So it is definitely worth checking out.
So what would you tell somebody that is, you know, that they're getting ready to go to Grand Casino? We have a lot of folks who've been excited for this for a long time and they're going down, you know, August, September, October. How does this, is there anything that's different about a stay at Grand Casino rather than, you know, the old Coronado Springs? Like, you know, I always stayed in Casitas, you know, is it going to change that you're not going to go over to not Pepper Market, but El Mercado del Coronado or, you know, Rick's Lounge? I mean, is it going to change how you vacation with the tower there now?
Sort of, in that I think what the transformation of Coronado has done is it has made everything so much more accessible. Now, one of the biggest complaints about Coronado was that it was a large resort. And the adding of these bridges has really made getting from one side of the resort to another side much quicker and much simpler. And from the towers itself, you can walk from the towers over to the other building where El Mercado is without stepping outside. It is actually a covered climate controlled walkway. So you'll be able to do that. And I think that's the thing that people really have to take away from this is Coronado. It's not just the fact that there's a tower. it's not just the fact that they've added bridges. They've added like a functionality to the resort and an accessibility to the resort that was really never there before. And then with the addition of the amenities that came in when you think about Grand Destino, the other locations, the other dining, the ability to just sort of hang out in that really cool lobby. I mean, there's tons of seating there. And you'll be able to, you know, do that. It's just another location. They added a fire pit over there by Grand Destino. So they'll be doing activities like that in the evening. The bus stop now doesn't stop at the other building. It now stops near there, near Grand Destino. But I think it's really just added a functionality to the resort that it may not have had in the past. And your options for staying there have just sort of been multiplied in terms of room types, in terms of dining, in terms of just fun.
I can't, because I love Coronado, and it's a great location, just not geographically within the property. You know, you're very centrally located. And Ricky, look into your crystal ball here, Ricky. I mean, I think, and again, this is just me spitballing, but I mean, I would say in 5 years, the gondolas are going to go to Coronado. It just makes sense. Get conventioners around the place. I mean, you're just, if you can get them right across World Drive, you're right there to Epcot.
Oh yeah. I think, I mean, think? It's the gondolas are clearly, that was the first phase. I mean, this is the first phase. No doubt in my mind. You know, they will be crisscrossing all the way across the resort for sure to me. Yeah, I think it's only a matter of time before we see them expand into other resorts for sure.
I think so. All right, Pam, so let's wrap this one up for Grand Casino Tower. We'll dive into some of the details later, but final words on, you know, being there day one and sharing that experience and getting people pumped up for their stays coming here in the fall.
So we've always sort of referred to Coronado as like deluxe light, right? Mm-hmm. Because it just had so many amenities. And now it's like super deluxe light.
Yeah.
Like, it really is. I, you know, the theming is just so, it's relatable, but it's so nice. It's so well done. They just did a great job, the designers of that. The rooms are fantastic. The rooms at Coronado are more functional than some of the rooms at some of the deluxe resorts on Disney property. They just are, in terms of the storage under the bed, the plugs and the things that we've talked about. It's just that nice. And now with all these dining locations, like I could go to Coronado and just not go to the parks, really. By the time I, you know, had the pool there, and they have the main pool, but then also quiet pools, the dining, the just my love of that resort, like you, Mike, is just over the top. I think it's totally worth checking out if you have the opportunity to do so this fall before things get crazy and there's still some availability. Go ahead and do it. If you're planning 2020 vacations, consider a stay at Coronado. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
All right. Well, I'm so excited to get back down to my favorite place. So maybe September 29th, looking pretty good. It's a lot of stuff happening. That's just another reason to go. So we'll see what happens. All right. Thanks so much, Pam. We appreciate it. And glad you had a great trip and glad to have you back.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So if you want to head to Grand Casino and drink at Barcelona and just it sounds so exotic, doesn't it? I mean, it just sounds great. Like get down there, do it this fall. Check out all the details over at themagicforless.com. While you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form and an agent will get back to you right away. And you may be surprised. I mean, sometimes you get surprised the wrong ways with prices, but you know what? Coronado is a value right now. So check it out, and we're going to take great care of you. So again, themagicforless.com. Check out our Amazon affiliate link anytime you do that online shopping. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. We sure appreciate that. And give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And of course, drop by the Facebook page at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we're going to be back again on Monday where we have a show we recorded live at Give Kids the World Village. Yes. That one, Ricky. So we'll get to the other one later.
The other one later. Okay, got it. Got it. All right.
This is the only...
Give Kids the World one is awesome.
It was. So you know why it was awesome? Because we got served ice cream for breakfast during the show.
We absolutely got served ice cream for breakfast and it was delicious.
Yes, it was. All right, so we hope that you have a great weekend. We'll be back again on Mondays for Pam and Ricky. This is Mike. Wishing you an awesome weekend. But whatever you do, stay safe and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.